Yes, indeed. And we're talking about big games. Nothing going to be bigger than a Major League Baseball. The World Series starts tomorrow night. And I kind of mentioned it yesterday. The tickets for that the series is absurd. It's all on the line.
That's ridiculous.
It's on the line of getting into the Superdome for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and then the price is the same.
And you're seeing standing room for $1,000.
What? I ain't standing for nothing no more.
$1,000 standing room. That's unbelievable.
Man, that's unreal.
Helping us preview this matchup, a good friend of the program, former MLB pitcher Scott Sanders joining us now, talking Yankees versus Dodgers. Scotty, how you been, man? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, Steve. How's it doing? How's it going, Mike?
All right, Scott. Hey, listen, I'll sell you a couple of tickets for $1,000 apiece, Scott. You willing to stand up for that time or what?
Well, since my favorite spot to watch any sporting event nowadays is on my sofa, I will definitely pass.
I'm with you.
Hey, you and I both, brother. I can see why we partners, because we both thinking the same on that. Scott, you've had to go up against, man, some great hitters in your time, and one of them, his last name was Bond, so I ain't got to go too much farther than that, but you see Ohtani and just his all-around game, and Bonds was like that too. I'll be honest, I saw the skinny one, then I saw the heavier one, and he was an all-around guy, and Ohtani, is there anything he can't do out on a baseball field?
Man, I tell you, Ohtani is a freak of nature. I still remember, you know, he's been over here now, I don't know, maybe he's been 5, 6, 7 years. And I remember when he first came over, you know, in Japan, you know, he was actually a star pitcher, and he was a DH. And he, believe it, I played for Nippon Ham Fighters, the same team he played for. So I always followed him coming up, you know. And, you know, he would always hit 19, 26 home runs. 27 home runs, and the parks in Japan are so much smaller. So when he first came over, I was doing a podcast years and years ago, and somebody said, how many home runs do you think he hit? I said, well, he hit 26, 27. Or he'll probably hit 18 to 19 here. Maybe one day we'll hit 25, but it'll probably just end up being a pitcher. I don't know if his battle play because it might be too slow. And, man, was I wrong, man, because that dude can do it all. I mean, he's 6'5". He can run. He's an athlete. He's just – and I'll be honest, I think he's having more fun hitting and not pitching than ever. So I mean, I don't know when his arm gets back, and how dedicated he's going to be wanting to pitch. You know, to be honest, I think he's had more fun this year than he's had playing baseball in his life, probably.
You think about Ohtani on that team. If you took him off, how underrated Mookie Betts is. My goodness, how did the Red Sox let him walk away? Man, you see him in that. He's sort of an all-around guy, too. He can play second base, shortstop. He can play out in the outfield. His hitting is outstanding. Great defensive player. He can run the bases. Your thoughts as a Major League Baseball player to watch Mookie? And he's not a young guy anymore. No, he's 32 years old. That's sort of young for us. But I'm talking about as a baseball player, Mookie's arguably – he is the second best player that's not a pitcher, so to speak, on that Dodger team.
No, I agree. Once again, I was doing a podcast earlier this year. We were talking about Mookie Betts moving to shortstop. And I told him, I said, listen, Mookie Betts is a great athlete. I don't see him being able to play a high-level shortstop, going from not playing it since high school, maybe. You know, played second base last year for the first time in 6, 8 years. I said, so I don't see him sticking in. Once again, was I wrong? That dude took over at shortstop. Looked like he'd been playing shortstop for the first 9, 10 years of his career. I really think, besides before this year, you know, Ohtani, obviously this year was the best player in baseball. But if you go back the last couple of years, Mookie Betts has been the best all-around baseball player. Trout was it probably 3, 4, 5 years ago. But since Trout's, you know, injuries and downfalls, Mookie Betts has taken over, and obviously this year, Mookie Betts, he was hurt a little bit, you know, had a couple unfortunate injuries, but his year was down. But overall, the best athlete probably in baseball. Don't know if you guys know, but he's got like 6 or 7 300 games bowling as well. The dude averages like 260 bowling. I mean, he's just a freak. And basketball, you know, football, just he's the real deal. And obviously, Ohtani outshining, but they have the two best players in baseball in their lineup.
Scott, when you see a lineup like the Yankees, obviously with guys like Aaron Judge, a Juan Soto, and a Giancarlo Stanton, as a pitcher, how do you approach those guys, man?
Well, it's very easy. Every time when you have meetings, basically pitchers meet before every series, but you also sometimes you kind of re-prep before each game. And those four names, Ohtani, Betts, Soto, Judge, the one thing the pitching coaches, the analytic guys say, what they say is, do not let these four guys beat you. You know, Giancarlo Stanton can beat you. Gleyber Torres can beat you. But do not let Judge, Soto, Betts, or Ohtani beat you. And that's basically, so you really try to pitch around them, hopefully get themselves out.
Yeah, you look at the numbers that Judge has put up. It's been truly unbelievable. You start they're starting to mention him in the Yankee lore with the likes of a Joe DiMaggio, and you see that with Reggie Jackson, Babe Ruth.
Okay, you got to win something, though.
Right, exactly. It comes down to that. But really unbelievable the season, obviously, Judge has had this year.
Yeah, no. So I just said a second ago that Ohtani and Betts are probably the best two players in baseball. I have to put Soto and Judge in that same league. Those four guys, obviously, it's kind of weird. You look at it, the best two players in the National League are in the Dodgers. The best two players in the American League are in the Yankees. Obviously, all those guys have carried those teams to where they are. And believe it or not, Judge has had a, kind of slowed down in the playoffs. But like I said earlier, not many people are going to pitch to him to let them beat him. But Soto is the one that's really impressed me because I know for a fact they're saying, don't let Soto beat us. And he's still finding a way to beat him. But, Brad Ausmus, who's a good dear friend of mine, he's the bench coach for the Yankees. And he said that Juan Soto has the best bat control that he's ever seen besides Tony Gwynn. And Tony Gwynn, obviously, we know was one incredible hitter. But so that means he thinks Soto's that type of hitter with plus power, which Tony didn't have. So that's a really, really impressive statement.
You look at this matchup, too. Obviously, a ton's going to come down to pitching. Who do you feel has the edge in this matchup?
Man, that's a tricky one. To me, the one key for the Yankees, Gerrit Cole, he has to win two games in the series. If he doesn't win two games in the series, I think the Dodgers have the edge. The Dodgers normally are starting pitching rich. Right now, they are not. That is not their forte. They have Jack Flaherty's going to probably start game one. And I'll be honest, they haven't even named anybody past that game one. That's never a good sign, I think starting pitching, I think the Yankees have the edge. Bullpen, I think the Dodgers have the edge. But two names. Yankees have to have great starts from Rondon and Gerrit Cole. Schmidt is a wild card. Gil, what they call him, Heel, he's a wild card. Heel is probably the best stuff of any of them. But, he's been hurt. He's just coming back off injury. But I think he won 15 games this year. So he had a great rookie year. But I think the Yankees have the starting pitching. Dodgers have the bullpen. So it just really depends on how games fall.
Scott, definitely appreciate the time for you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. And I know you'll be enjoying all the games as we will as well leading up to this monumental matchup. I think it's, the 12th time in history, Dodgers and Yankees meeting in the World Series.
Scott, one more question. It just popped in my head. Do you know the GM for the Dodgers? He went to Tulane, didn't he? He was a pitcher there.
Yes, he did. He's done an incredible job. He's got assistant GMs also. Was a Tulane guy as well. Yep. And then Jack Creston's one of his pitching guys who went to Tulane as well.
Man, he got the whole Green Wave staff over there. but listen, he has spent a lot of money, but now he's fixing to maybe cash in.
Yeah. Andrew Feldman.
Feldman, that's it. I couldn't think of it.
He is creme de la creme. He is one of the top GMs in baseball, which is very proud of Tulane to be able to say he's a wave, green wave.
The last time I saw him, I said, I know you went to Tulane, but I know he's a Yankee. I think he's from Massachusetts or something. I know he's from up north.
Yep, he is. He definitely is. Yep, he is.
Always appreciate you, Scott. Thanks so much for the insights. Talking World Series a little bit right there. Who you like in this matchup, folks? Yanks or the Dodgers?